Hello.
Hey, Barbara. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. This is Haley Stringfellow from Penguin Book Writers.
Yes. I was trying to go on your site just so I can look at your services. There's
I can't hear you. I'm so sorry.
That's sad. What I was trying to do, I wanted to go on your website because I wanted to see your services and read a little bit about your company. However, your company makes it impossible to do that because each time when I click on the link and I came to your website, it goes straight to the chat.
Okay.
You know,
gotcha.
Instead of looking at services and reading about your company and things of that nature. So it's like immediately y'all want to correspond through some type of chat. And it does not allow consumers like myself to look at the company itself. I mean, I can't even view your company's website. So that's a little bit concerned of mine.
Got it. I'm all here to help you. Don't worry at all. First of all, before we proceed any further, I want to ask, like, are you looking for editing services?
Yes, I'm looking for editing and proofreading services.
Editing and proofreading. Perfect. And do you have an exact word count for your manuscript or the page count?
Well, I'm just trying to get some information right now. You know, I was looking at ghostwriting services, and what ended up happening is that I went through this one ghostwriting services, and it did not work out well at all, so I'm having to start from scratch. So what they promised me was I did not receive. So now what I'm having to do, I'm having to start over.
Okay. Well, you don't need ghostwriting services. Why? Because ghostwriting services are kind of required by the authors who don't have a manuscript, okay, who don't actually have written anything at all. So our writers go ahead and, you know, kind of basically take the outline from the client and write the book without revealing their identity. Like, the book is going to be under the client's name, okay, but all the writing will be done by the writer to whom they will be paying. Makes sense, right?
I think you and I, we're not on the same page.
I'm explaining you what exactly a ghostwriter does and why you don't need a ghostwriter.
No. What I was trying to explain to you is that when I originally set out, that was my goal, is to hire a ghostwriter to write my manuscript for me. That was my goal. So what I was trying to tell you is that I had a ghostwriter, and I paid almost like $15,000, and I did not even get what I had paid for. So right now I'm in litigation so that I can recoup my money, as well as now I'm having to start all over again. Because what ended up happening is that they did a few interviews with me as a ghostwriter. They did a few interviews with me. The only thing is that when they gave me the first chapter, it's like, okay, I had some concerns because I felt as though, okay, this is not well written. You know, I mean, I am an English teacher, you know, and I saw a lot of grammatic errors. And
of course.
This is a fact. So I understand you all do not do ghostwriting. I'm not asking for this. What I'm stating to you is that when you asked me, do I have a manuscript ready, I was explaining to you my experience leading up to this. So what I'm mentioning is that I would have to start from scratch. So I think this time around, I'm going to write my own manuscript on my own. So I'm wanting to get some information as far as the type of services that I do offer as far as editing and proofreading and how does that work.
Got it.
So that's
we
what
do,
I'm asking you for.
Got it. We do offer ghostwriting services as well as editing, proofreading, developmental editing, line editing, copy editing, okay? We offer everything because we're like a one-stop shop, okay? Now, if you want to write your book yourself, obviously, you're the client, you have the idea, you have the right, you can go ahead and do that. If you need our editing services, we are all here for you. We charge $8.99. Our plans start from $8.99 and goes up to $24.99 for the editing plan, okay? $8.99 plan is the copy editing, the basic plan. Then we have another plan, which is line editing, okay? Line editing is kind of thorough and does the job.
Okay, all right, first of all, okay, all right, you're moving too fast, okay? So let's just digress, okay?
Okay.
Okay, next. So we're going to go over this plan by plan, because when you jump into, and that's what I, you know, these are things now that I look out for. I wasn't aware of all this before, but when you get ripped off, when you get money taken from you, you know, and you pay for service and you did not get that service, okay,
mm-hmm.
it causes you to be a little bit more sober-minded and more alert, so I know what questions that I have to ask for. So I do not like it when people try to give me too much information at once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, let's just break it down. You said you have a plan that's $8.99. Explain to me what constitutes, what is in that plan for $8.99. Before we move on to the other plans, let's start off with the $8.99 plan.
Sure.
What can I expect in that plan?
All right, that is going to be a basic plan, which will cover copy editing and proofreading, okay? That means we are not going to suggest or recommend any changes required in order to give it a shape of a good book. We're just going to rectify the errors, which are going to be in there in that program, and we're going to go ahead and fix the errors. That's what the $8.99 program entails.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Okay. And what is the next plan?
Sorry?
And what is the next plan?
The next plan is the line editing program with proofreading. That is going to cost you $14.99, okay? And that is going to be a thorough program in which we are going to deeply evaluate the manuscript, and we are going to go ahead and suggest a few changes that an author can basically take an advantage of, okay? Since the author is going to work with Philip Morgan, the best-selling author who won awards for best-selling, you know, editing, produced some, you know, great bestsellers from his end, he's going to be working with you within that program, okay? Then we have another program, which is for $24.99, which is the finest level of editing, which covers developmental editing, okay, along with proofreading that comprises offline editing and copy editing, to everything together in one program, which is like absolutely the best, in which Philip is going to go ahead and read each and every chapter first. He's going to come up with an editorial report in which he's going to explain you what he feels about the book himself after reading it out as a third party, okay? He's going to give you a perspective from a client's point of view, that what he thinks of can be done to make this book, you know, great from his end. And then he's going to go ahead and evaluate the manuscript chapter by chapter, page by page, and line by line, to rectify the errors. Along with that, he's going to suggest the changes with each paragraph, with each line, if there are any weaknesses or, you know, anything which concerns regarding the book, he's going to let you know that about too as well. And he's also going to go ahead and highlight the strengths of the book, and will let you know how you can proceed ahead with getting the book published. That's what developmental editing is.
Okay. So he will give me feedback on the entire book after he has made the necessary corrections and he's done the, you know, and he's done the editing and the proofreading and all that.
Correct.
Okay. Now the last part that you mentioned to me, that he would provide feedback as far as what is the next step moving forward with getting the book published.
Correct.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. In that program, if he's really impressed by the book, he's going to go ahead and get your book published, get your book self-published, let me use this term, on different various vendors like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Ingramspark, Apple Books, Google Books, Lulu, Chapter, Pavel Books, and Walmart, along with Target, okay? He's going to go ahead and get your books distributed as well if the book is that appealing to him, because he has done with quite a few clients from our end. He got the books published without even asking the client to pay any additional charges. He's going to do that in the same program, which is going to cost you $24.99 if you go with the Elite Plan, which is our developmental editing program, okay, in which your book will be published in three different variants, like ebook, paperback, and hardcover, all three, We're also going to go ahead and send you 20 free copies of your own book to your doorsteps so that you can have a look and feel of your book in your hand, which is going to contain your signature along with your name embossed with a gold foil. They will be like your premium copies, like your first edition copies, okay? If you want, you can keep them to yourself, or if you want, you can distribute them among your friends and circle as well. And the best part is that we don't keep any percentage or any ownership rights off the book. You will be the whole and sole owner of your book yourself, and all the sales you generate will fall to your account directly.
Okay, I do have one question, okay? I guess I'm wanting to know, like you said, if he likes my book. So I guess what my next question would be is what qualifies him or her when they read a potential author's book, what qualifies him to make the decision that it can go to publishing?
He has been in this business for over 20 years. He holds a degree, a professional degree. He has done his master's in education. So obviously, he holds a record along with a strong clientele in his hand. He has a kind of visible experience which we all respect, and he can literally sense once he's reading the book that how good this book can do in the market. If he thinks that this, if there are some cases which I have witnessed myself in which was not really good enough. What he did was he actually went to the author and told him directly that if you want to invest into this book, this is your book, you can do that. But I can guarantee you it's not going to go ahead and do wonders in the market that you're expecting. We're not here, you know, we cannot just go ahead and make every client a bestseller. You understand that, right? We can only...
Right, I understand that, but I guess that what I'm understanding is this, okay, and this is where my challenge is at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, will I be able, can I do a background on him as far as I want to see his portfolio, you know, I want to see his resume of mm-hmm. clients who he has worked with, you know, I mean, does he have his own website, you know, I mean, is, you know, where can I do research on him? Because just like he will look at my book and decide if it's good, I know that my book is going to be good, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not concerned about that. And I know my book will do very well. So what I want to know, if he can examine my work, I want to be able to examine his body of work as well to see what definitely qualifies him.
Of course, and that's your right. As a client, it's your right to look at his testimonials and his work, what he has done. I have a bunch of links that I can share of my published authors who took his help, literally who took Philip's help in getting their book edited. And literally, you can see the success of the authors yourself, which I can share with you on email.
Okay, that should wait, because I don't want my email to be bombarded with a whole lot of emails, and this is not something that I'm interested in. So I guess that my next question would be this. Okay, so like you said, once he finishes all the editing and proofreading, and let's say he decides, okay, you know what, that he don't feel that my book would do good, okay, then what happens to that? Then do I get my full manuscript of what he's already done the work, and then I go to another publishing house as well and get it published?
Well, you can obviously still get your book published even if you think that the book has little to no potential. It's his point of view. But that doesn't mean that he's going to jeopardize your opportunity of getting a book published. We will still get your book published, but we are not going to give you any guarantees or any ROIs on...
Well, nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed. Even if he were to look at my book and say,
mm-hmm.
you know what, yes, he feels that it can be a good book in the market.
Mm-hmm.
That still is no guarantee because he's basing off of his opinion.
Exactly.
Not the market itself.
Exactly. And that is the whole point of me being extremely transparent and straightforward with you, because I don't want to build any kind of false expectations from my end, because if you're going to do your market due diligence, you will meet a lot of different publishers. You know, you will land on their website, and they will give you a call, and they will guarantee and give you extremely bogus information that does not exist in the real world. So that's why this is what I get paid for. in order to be transparent and crystal clear with you, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay, all right. So let me. Okay, so let's just back up a moment. All right. Now, can you explain to me your ghostwriting services and what are the actual costs?
Okay.
With
the ghostwriting services, we offer completely free of cost editing, proofreading, and formatting services. Along with that, my authors can go ahead and get their book published in the same fee that they're going to pay. Our packages start from $3,000 for ghostwriting and goes up to $6,000. Okay? That's the fee that we charge literally for our ghostwriting services that covers the editing, proofreading, formatting, cover with the publishing on different various platforms that I covered with you. If you want, I can take the names again for the platforms that we're talking about.
Okay. If there's any way, if I give you my email address, is there any way that you can send that, all that information to me by email? Because like I said, it's like, I thought I could get this off of your website, but however, that's not possible. You know,
well,
every time when I try, it automatically kicks me right out, and then it comes right into that, I'm into a chat, and I'm like, okay, can I exit out of the chat? So I exit out of the chat thinking, okay, I can click the sidebar, and that's the sidebar you populate, but then by the time I click on search, it takes me right back to the chatting again. And
I understand. And I cannot go ahead and share these details on the chat because there are a lot of information that you need to digest, and the moment you leave the chat box, then the chat starts really from the beginning, and then we have to take everything from, you know, from the beginning, okay? And I don't want that. I want you to have everything in your record so that you can do your due diligence. So I do have your email because you filled out a form, and that's how I have your number as well because you filled it out on our website, okay? So you don't have to provide it to me. I'll just double-check it with you. It's BRENEWED7@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, BRENEWED7@gmail.com.
You got it. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. So I do have it here. I'm going to share the packages with you, okay? I will also share the experience of different writers that are going to be assigned because we have different tiers for ghostwriting. As I said, it starts from $3,000, which covers a writer with 5 years of experience. Then we offer another program for $3,500 in which our writers have an experience of 7 years. And then we have our package for $4,500 in which the writer has an experience of 10 years. Then we have another package for $6,000 in which our writers do have an experience of 20 years. So we'll be working with you if you go with that tier, okay? So without any delays, I'm going to go ahead and share a contract and also testimonials, packages, and the other bunch of, you know, stuff that you have to look on, and we'll take things from there. Sounds good?
Okay, all right. And your contact information should be on the email as well, so if I have any follow-up questions, I can just get that to you. Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right, so what I'll do, I'll just look forward to your email then.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest
of
the afternoon.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And you do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.